Welcome to Time with Baba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 27th, Friday, 2020, day 87. Today's topic, into a good land, eat and satisfied, praising the Lord. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 44, verses 9 to 16, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 8, verse 20. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to chapter 8, verse 3. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Today's main passage, a very important passage that I need to read it all. The whole Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 20. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, and His decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed like the nations the Lord destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Wow. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is into a good land, eat and satisfied, praising the Lord. Today's Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 to 20 gives us a very important message from God to us in the midst of COVID-19 turning the whole world upside down. Actually, what God requires us is very simple, to listen and obey to Him as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Well, 40 years ago, God said the same command. They did not listen and had to wait for 40 years. 40 years after, they were willing to listen and obey. Then the promise of today's passage came, and the warning did not come. How long do you think this world has to wait for this plague to pass? How long? Do we need to wait until we can enter into a good land, eat and satisfied, and can praise the Lord and worship Him in our own church? Lord Jesus, we ask for your forgiveness for not listening to you, for our not listening to you and disobey your command. Have mercy on us. Save us and take away this COVID-19 plague. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how are you going to confess your sins and the sins of this world to ask for God's forgiveness and salvation to take out this plague? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.